Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, what I try to do on the days where we book G. Cobb, Al, is raise a lot of questions and then get G to answer them.
Okay.
Because G. Cobb knows more than all of us put together. And again, Al, a former athlete, great looking, extremely successful with the ladies over his years. He is from gcobb.com, and he's on the line with us right now. Hi, Jay.
What's happening, Angelo? How are you?
All 100% correct what I just said. Correct, Jay?
All right, no comment on all that, no.
All right, Jay, you did face for years the great Michael Irvin. Is that correct?
Yes, and I know Michael. You know, he's a character.
All right, I would like to play something that he said over the weekend on the NFL Network, and I would like you to respond to it. He had seen the Eagles' new schedule. He has seen what Howie Roseman did to the roster in the offseason, and he made this statement. Listen.
It scares me right here, man, but I think this thing lines up so great for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
If the right hands get on the steering wheel of the Eagles and the right hand under the center, the Dallas Cowboys and Cowboys Nation can hear the two worst words they ever want to hear. Like, Philadelphia dynasty. They got such great young talent, and you got the physicalness of A.J. Brown on one side and the speed of Devontae Smith on the other. I'm telling you right now, the Philadelphia Eagles, and their schedule plays out right. They could be 5-0.
All right, G, we could be 5-0, and we could have a dynasty. What's your response to that?
I mean, it could happen. Of course, you know, it's not there yet. The potential, I think, is definitely there. You know, I saw the youngsters that they brought in, and you know, I mean, the kid Davis. I mean, he's imposing me with the size, and you know the way he can run and everything. But he's got to be developed, though. He's got to get in better shape. I saw them work out. He's got to get in good shape, and he's got to learn how to rush the passer. So they've got to develop these kids, you know. But A.J. Brown, now that was the best move, if you ask me, in the draft. How do you get a guy 24 years old who has already been an all-pro? He's one of the best wide receivers in the game, and he's one of those wide receivers where all you got to do is get the ball in his hands, because a lot of times he's going to break tackles because he's so strong. He's like your best ball carrier who's out at wide receiver. He's going to break a lot of tackles of cornerbacks and things. Plus, he's got deep speed. He's got everything you would want in a wide receiver. So you wonder how stupid Tennessee was to get rid of him. I mean, it's a great move.
How much of a compliment is he to the speedster on the other side, Devontae Smith?
Well, you know, Devontae's really not a speedster. He's a great route runner.
Okay.
But I think it's a tremendous combination, because now Devontae's going to be working. You know, he's going to get single covered. They're going to double Brown. So that was just a great move. And then with their running game, you add a guy like him out there, which they're going to be trying to double him. And then you got to worry about the running game. You can't put a defense together that's going to take away everything. So the defenses are going to have to make decisions, and a lot of times they're going to be able to call plays at the line of scrimmage depending on the defense that they're facing, and they really should be able to really have a big year. I mean, especially with the way the schedule is, they're going to start off fast. I think there is a chance they could have a great year. I mean, but a lot's going to be on Jalen. Jalen's got to be more accurate than he has been. I think he'll be able to see the field better, you know, as he's getting older and the kid works. So, you know, a lot of it's going to come down to Jalen, because they got a great running game. You got the receivers there. You didn't even mention Dallas Goedert, who's an outstanding young tight end. You got all the pieces there to have a big year. The defense, right, though, they still lack that corner position, you know, away from Darius Slay.
All right, but Jay, I was getting ready for show today, and I got to do some in-depth research of my own, because Hugh Douglas walked by, and Hugh Douglas is doing his show in Atlanta by there, and Hugh Douglas is very familiar with all the Georgia players, because he's down in Atlanta. He loves both of the Georgia kids, and he loves Dean, the linebacker. Now, you know you're a linebacker yourself, Jay. How nice would it be to have a leader and a guy at linebacker who could do the things that Dean can do? Doesn't that raise the level of that defense, just having that kid there?
Without a doubt, especially playing behind that line. And the thing I like about the kid is he's already, you know, like NFL smart. You know, he thinks he knows about, you know, formations and looking for what tendency the other team has. You know, he's really a very bright kid who's going to step in and be a huge move for the way that they have with the linebackers, because they haven't addressed that. And they finally, I don't know how he was still there, but they finally addressed the linebacker situation.
All right, G, listen, I'm here to help the people that listen to this radio program, and one way I can help now is to make some money for them. Vegas right now, it seems impossible. The over-under for Eagle wins this year. You saw the schedule. 8.5. Gee, 8.5. That's right down the middle. That's mediocre. It's 5.5. Gee.
Yeah.
Are the Eagles going to win more than 8.5 games this year? They're going to win
without
9?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, they're going to win more games than that.
Oh,
without
this
a doubt.
Found. Al, hurry up. Get it in now with the app.
Do you think it's because...
Hey, Angelo, they're giving away money.
They're giving away money, but it won't last long. They'll come to their senses any minute, Lyle. That 8.5, you saw that schedule. Gee, is that one of the easiest schedules the Eagles have ever had?
Without a doubt. You know, and with the way this team is going, I'm telling you, they definitely are going to be able to, you know, do better than 8 wins.
They have
my
four
goodness.
Games off of short weeks that Peter King pointed
that
out.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking G, since he's the one who played. I mean, how much would that factor into it?
Well, you know, that affects
most in the league.
Team.
Most in the league.
Yeah, it's not a plus. I mean, it's something that is something they got to deal with. But the big thing is, the younger your team is, the less it affects them. Okay. See, and they've got, you know, a lot of young guys. So I don't think it's going to affect them as much as you would think.
Right.
But I still feel confident about them, you know, going over that 8-win thing. But that is a challenge.
Gee, there's one other thing I need to discuss with you. It applies to the Sixers, but it's more general than that. It's about toughness. Daryl Morey came out and acknowledged at his news conference after the Sixers season ended that he needs players that are tougher, that he needs a toughness quotient that they're not filling right now. Watching them, could you sense that yourself?
Well, the thing is, you know, one guy that everybody's talking about is James Harden.
Yep.
He's got to get in better shape. I mean, you know, he just doesn't look like, you know, like his legs are not what they used to be. And you can see that he's not working the way you need to work. Because as you get older, if you're not working, you go downhill fast. And, you know, you can see how he just doesn't even look like the same guy. He can't jump at all anymore. So it's not only the toughness, but it's the training, man. You got to take care of yourself and take your behind home. You can't stay out all night now. I could give you names of guys that early in their career, they stayed out all night.
All right. Yes, I would like those names.
I can't give them.
You just said you could give them. I would like all of the names.
Well, no, I shouldn't do that. But anyway.
All right. How about just five?
A handful.
Gee, here's how lazy Harden is. He Instagrams out something. He doesn't even correct. He doesn't even check to see it. And he said, "I be quiet about bleep." He meant quiet. He even spelled it. This guy is lazy. You know why, G? I don't think he cares. He's getting paid. He's going to make $47 million next year for doing nothing.
You know, it's just a shame. And then you look at Jimmy Butler over there, who is a fighter, and you got a guy in that won't even fight, man, with the game on the line. You won't take any shots. You're not hustling back when you turn the ball over. You won't hustle back. Come, you can't have a guy leading the team with that kind of attitude. It's just terrible. I mean, to see a team just go home and quit like that.
All right, so here's what I'm trying to pin down, because a lot of people are going after Embiid now. They think he's a little bit of a drama queen. Harden, we know, is cashing his check. Rivers, we don't know what he's got going on. And Morey sounds like a moron. Can we trust that group of people to win a championship here?
You know, I think it looks like trouble.
Yeah, see that? I told you. This is why I put G on. He tells it straight. G, you're the best there is, man. GCobb.com. I love you, G. Thanks, pal.
All right.
The great G Cobb. Oh, he tells it straight.
Yeah.
That's G Cobb. He told it straight. Don't.